USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Another day of dangerous weather is ahead for much of the South as another strong system bears down on the region. And if it's not storming, it's going to be very, very hot, according to NBC's Kathy Park in Warrior, Alabama.
From Texas all the way to Florida, the big headline there is the heat. A lot of folks are under heat alerts today. In fact, at last check, Houston, parts of Houston could see a heat index of close to 111 degrees. So there is certainly a lot of growing concern that this could strain the power grid in Texas.
Several thousand remain without power after yesterday's storms. Tuesday's indictment of President Trump has improved his fundraising as both big and small donors poured more than $6 million into his campaign treasury this week. And could there be more document-related indictments? Legal analyst Andrew Weissman says prosecutors could very well come up with a new indictment of Trump in New Jersey. That would be over Trump showing some people classified documents, an encounter caught on audio tape.
You could still have your Florida case, which deals with illegal possession, but you could also charge in New Jersey illegal dissemination, and the documents at issue and the information at issue is separate from anything that is charged in Florida.
Also, the Washington Post reports Trump rejected an appeal by one of his lawyers last fall to approach the Justice Department about a plea deal. A slight jump in retail prices last month, up 0.3% from April. Economists say it's proof that we continue to spend despite higher inflation and higher interest. One clear total price. That's what companies like SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and Airbnb are pledging to implement. The announcement's expected today at the White House. President Biden has vowed to crack down on so-called junk fees, forcing companies to fully disclose the full price of their tickets. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nine women have come together to sue Bill Cosby for sexual abuse. The civil suit filed in Nevada yesterday. Just a few weeks ago, Nevada enacted a law that eliminated the civil statute of limitations on sexual abuse cases involving adults. Cosby's lawyer says the suit stems from the women's addiction to media attention and greed. Oscar Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Glenda Jackson has died.
Jackson was an icon of 70s cinema, having won Academy Awards for Best Actress in 1970 for Women in Love and in 1973 for A Touch of Class.
In the past 2 days, you have picked me up in the rain, given me tea, bought me lunch, and lured me to this hideaway with the intention, I presume, of getting me into bed for what you Americans so charmingly call a quickie. Is that a fair resume so far?
She also won two Emmy Awards, a Tony Award and a Golden Globe. Her latest film, a comedy with fellow film legend Michael Caine, is currently in post-production. Jackson was also a British politician in her later years, having served as a member of parliament from 1992 to 2015. Her agent tells the BBC that Glenda Jackson died peacefully at her home in London this morning at the age of 87. I'm Michael Kastner.
A settlement over the estate of the daughter of Elvis Presley. Actress Riley Keough will give her grandmother, Priscilla Presley, more than $1 million to end the battle over the estate of Lisa Marie Presley. Keough then becomes the sole trustee of her mother's estate, which includes the Graceland Mansion in Memphis. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.